Well, now it's time for our children's moment, but yeah, we do have somebody who had a birthday this week coming up here.
We've got only two children here today, Connor and me. And as you know, we started a couple weeks ago of doing a Stump the Pastor time, and we gave the box last week to Lainey, but unfortunately she was sick this week, so Connor said he had something. He's got his finger in his shoe. I hope it's not a sock. It's a box. Now, do I open this? Okay. Scooby-Doo. Fruit-flavored snacks. You got anything else? Snacks aren't exactly what you would call a feast. I don't know. Have you ever eaten these things? Are they any good? What do they have in them? Do you know? Well, one, they're not labeled for individual sales, so that means we probably shouldn't eat them. Avoid choking. Give snacks to only children who can easily swallow chewy foods. Sometimes people think this is really what God has for them, a snack, not a whole meal, not a whole seven-course meal. They don't give God credit for giving them the fullness of what he can give them. And I think a lot of it is, and we're going to talk about it today, is can't. We can't accept how big God is. God is more than just a snack. He's more than a meal. He's more like a banquet. And so I think that's how we need to look at what Jesus has for us. It's greater than what we might ever have imagined. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Connor, and I thank you, Father, for his desire to come up here today and bring this box. And I give you thanks, Father, for the children that are normally here with us. We just pray, Father, as they are gone, that they are having a great time. They are enjoying their time away from school. We pray, Father, as you bring them back tomorrow, that you bring them back with a new insight and a joy and a happy attitude to learn. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to help them learn about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There, Scooby. It's yours.